A neo-Nazi group called White Justice has been preparing audacious terrorist attacks on targets in the Czech Republic, according to a Czech newspaper. The extremist group was preparing both kidnappings and attacks on strategic facilities. The plans came to light after group members were arrested by police 2 weeks ago. Jan Richter discusses the case with the man who broke the story, Mladá Fronta Dnes reporter Janek Krupa.
They were planning to attack highly positioned Jews in the Czech Republic, and they were talking about the attacks on the energy sources in the Czech Republic as well.
How close were the extremists to actually executing these plans?
It's hard to say. They certainly had a very good education to do that. They had the plans of the power plant. They had good training in their so-called fight camps. They were trained by a professional soldier. So I believe that they were at least capable of doing such things.
The organized crime unit of the Czech police arrested 24 people some 2 weeks ago in connection with right-wing extremism. Were these people involved in the terror group that you covered?
At least 11 of them were. They were really well hidden, and the status of conspiracy was very high. So they were in very little cells of 4 or 5 people. So they didn't know more than 3 or 4 people around each personnel.
Now, you planted your own man inside the White Justice community. Was that the key to discovering their plans? And did you share the information you obtained from your man with the police?
We didn't get with my man too far. He introduced himself to the heads of the White Justice, but we did not have so much information at the point, and we couldn't go further with my man because we would have to break the law.
Is your material that came out today in today's issue of Mladá Fronta Dnes, is that material based on what your man within the community told you and on the interviews with people who were arrested by the police 2 weeks ago and later released, or is it based on police investigation as well?
All sources you've mentioned are involved in it. Information of my man, where we could find the people. We knew where they live, we knew what they were planning to do. But I've spoke actually to at least 3 of the extremists who were willing to speak to me. The head of them did not speak to the police, he spoke to us, because he realized that his fellow members are speaking against him, so he didn't want to have all the guilt upon him. And we, of course, asked the police for the information, but they were not as open as we would have wanted to.
Was the White Justice community an isolated group, or are other extremist organizations also planning such terrorist attacks, according to what you know?
I think these were the most radical that I have bumped into. But I do believe that they were sort of copying the RAF, the Rote Armee Fraktion in Germany, model of operating. So they have the political party. Some of the people who went through the training, who obtained the training and the knowledge of how to attack people, they were also members of the party that they have here. They're close to ETA or RA or the Rote Armee Fraktion.
Newspaper reporter Janek Krupa was speaking to Jan Richter.